producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here we go again, right at the top of this hour of America. Tonight we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham, just back from Belize, while the rest of us were freezing, or a few of us maybe had some pretty decent weather, eating our turkey. You were off on a little adventure. Good for you. What was Belize like?
It was amazing. I mean, it's a wonderful country. I had a lot of fun, at the beach and the kind of rainforesty jungle parts of it. Got to see howler monkeys, crocodiles, and all of that stuff. So great times, great food, and it was kind of hard to come back to D.C. this morning.
I bet it was. Now, when you flew back in, you flew in the morning, so you missed a lot of the traffic problems, the snarls that we had in some of the airports. Most of that was in Chicago and Denver, but then that affected some of the other flights to the East Coast.
Certainly did. I feel like I kind of dodged the bullet because I got back without any of that scary Thanksgiving drama, so I was fortunate on that front.
Good for you. All right, so there was drama at the White House, as you know. It was about the aftermath of Ferguson, a little summit that the president put together. What did you hear about what came out of this meeting?
Following this series of meetings today, which included meetings with cabinet members, civil rights leaders, a number of community organizers, as well as officials from law enforcement agencies, was basically a message that there is going to be additional steps taken to try to rebuild trust between police officers and the communities they serve. And perhaps the most interesting aspect of this was the sort of pledge from Obama to take another look at the militarization of police forces, to try to slow that down and take a real close look at what kind of hardware is being provided. The president stopped short of saying that he was going to, suspend any of these programs, but he certainly put on the table, the need to really take a close look at this and try to reform that, since that was one of the, major aspects that really shocked a lot of people following the initial outburst of, protests.
Yeah. Another thing that happened in D.C., which had nothing to do with 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, was where the Supreme Court ultimately rules. And the Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a very interesting case that involved Facebook. And I think that there's going to be a lot of discussion about this because, of course, we won't know what the decision is for some time. But this could have repercussions, I think, across the board for what people post on Facebook and how it's interpreted, don't you?
It certainly could. Basically, what this gets down to is a 2010 case in which a man made threatening comments regarding his estranged ex-wife and ended up serving a prison sentence for it. And what it gets down to is the question of whether or not online comments can be considered to be a reasonable threat, or if this is a free speech issue. And it looks like the court was actually pretty divided about that today. We don't really have any firm understanding of where they're going to turn out on this, since this is, one of the more trickier questions of, still a relatively new phenomenon when it comes to social media.
Yeah. Also, talking about vacancies, so moving from Facebook and what that Supreme Court is ultimately going to hand down decision-wise on that. How about John McCain today, the senator from Arizona, recommending that Joe Lieberman, the former senator, that they tap him to be the new defense secretary? Because ever since Chuck Hagel has been gone, there's been a lot of conversation about who's going to fill those shoes. But so far, nobody's solid's name has come up other than, I guess, Colin Powell. His name's come up, et cetera. But do you think they're going to fill this anytime soon?
I think they're probably going to have to fill it sometime soon, considering the nature of the threat that's currently being faced. I don't think it's really necessarily very shocking that John McCain recommended Joe Lieberman. Lieberman and McCain and Lindsey Graham were sort of the, Senate trio when it came to, taking an aggressive foreign policy stance. And we kind of already knew that if John McCain was president, we would probably have Secretary Lieberman if that was the situation. That was sort of the understood logic in Washington. I think right now they understand that they need to make a pretty non-controversial choice. Ashton Carter is sort of, not really a name known to a lot of people outside of the defense community and is currently an official at the Pentagon, is named quite a bit. He's somebody who's pretty prominent in the Gates era. And, you know, that there are the natural ones who have already said that they're not going to be doing it. One of the top ones, of course, was Michelle Flournoy, who previously served as an undersecretary and was considered to be perhaps one of the big names coming out from there. So I think they're going to probably name a non-controversial choice, and I think it's probably going to happen soon, considering the, you know, threat posed by ISIS and the desire to show that they're on top of it.
Yeah, when is the next break? I mean, already we're into December, so how long before everybody scatters for the holidays?
Well, they're supposed to leave on December 12th. That's, you know, coming up, of course. But today on the Senate floor, we had Harry Reid saying that it's a possibility that they could stay until a week before Christmas. He did, however, say that they were not going to be in session during the Christmas holiday. And a lot of this really is based on whether or not they can agree to a continuing resolution to keep the government funded beyond December 11th.
All right, we'll be watching that. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So the big buzz is, how long are they going to stay? And ultimately, as Justin just said there, will we see a shutdown of the government? Can you imagine? Haven't we been through enough already to have to drag that out once again, then have to pay back pay for anybody who was furloughed, and to raise the angst of so many about, will they get checks? Won't they get checks? What does it mean if the government shuts down? You know, that same old tune that we played and heard about too many times in this country, that would be deadly, I think, all the way around. I don't see that happening. I do see another last-minute deal, though, where it drags out and it's a question of, okay, so then we'll go back a week before Christmas versus we'd be done, you know, on the 12th. And then usher in the new Congress, and the new Congress will be completely different in some senses, certainly with both chambers, the majority Republicans, and the biggest change, Harry Reid gone as the majority leader in the Senate and Mitch McConnell stepping in. But what does that mean to the rest of us in the nation? What does it mean when it comes to taxes, security? What does it mean when it comes to immigration? How about our health care? You know, it all stems back and flows back out of Washington into your neighborhood and into my neighborhood, because that is our government. That our representatives are there to represent our interests. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Do you, you know, one, and this is such an easy layup question to answer, but do you feel like your interests are being represented in Washington, whether you're listening to me and you're 22 years old, or you're listening and you're on the other end of that and you're in your 60s and you're retiring, or you just have retired, and then anybody in between, what a mess that turns out it can be. You know, we have our pal Steve Kelly on, who talks to us every week about financial security. And how do you have financial security when, one, you can't look in a crystal ball and know how long you're going to live, but also what's going to happen with the numbers with Social Security and what's going to ultimately be the cost of living? Seems like it keeps going up, 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 doesn't it? We're going to talk about houses and housing being a big economic factor in whether the country is turning around, turning a corner when it comes to the economy, when it comes to people's livelihoods, that kind of thing. They say you can really tell when you look at the housing market, and we're going to do that in our third hour of this version of America Tonight. Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. A couple of terrible things happened in the day, including horrifying shootings in West Virginia. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-865-0869. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-865-0869. That's 1-800-865-0869. Call 1-800-865-0869.
Coming up, we got Scandal to the EPA, music to some people's ears. Plus, the White House pushing for cops to use body cameras makes sense based on what happened in Ferguson, but who's paying the price for that? Because it's not cheap. And remember, it's just a few years ago and still lingering in departments across the United States that when there has to be cuts, a lot of times the police force is cut. Remember the police commissioner in Detroit who said, listen, if people need to go and get guns, they need to be able to use guns, because he was saying, we don't have enough people to go around. So if something happens, I just want to have it out there on record that we've been victimized by having to slash people from the department. So I can't stand by you protect and serve. We have enough people to go around. He was worried about the time in between calls and whatnot, and this was going back a year ago. So now, all of a sudden, of course, could we have cameras? Absolutely. Look what happens in England, and there all bets are off because of the no guns. But the cameras have made a big difference. We certainly know that. I think the police forces know that, and they lobby to get the best equipment they can. But when they have their budgets slashed and they can barely have enough staff members, well, they're not going to get these cameras. So, great idea. Who's paying for the cameras? Are they getting a stipend from the government? How's that all happen? There's a big summit in Washington. We talked about it a tiny bit at the top with Justin. We'll dive deeper into that. Unfortunately, terror, the name of the game at home when somebody decides they're going to go whack job on several people in West Virginia. There was relationships involved in this, but Jody Lee Hunt, not even 40 years old, 39, right, found dead in the woods in West Virginia after shooting three different people. Three shootings that killed four people in West Virginia, and then he went into the woods and killed himself. So how do they all relate, and what is the common thread? Well, he's the common thread. They're still trying to piece it all together as to, you know, why these people. But it's crazy. On social media, once again, Facebook confessions. Here we had a Facebook being a big chunk of what the Supreme Court listened to in oral arguments on Monday. There were Facebook posts that showed that Hunt was having relationship problems with some woman. And on it, he said, "I poured out my heart to her only to be manipulated as to what I could give her. Life is short. It's not all games. Don't play a game with one's heart." And then he went on and rambled on with some other statements and said, "My actions were not right, nor were the actions of those who tried to tear me down and take from me. This was not the plan, but a struggle to see that those who strive to hurt me receive their fair pay of hurt I received." Wow. So here we go again, tracing it back to what was said on social media. Who's going to see those red flags? Who's going to know that he's going to hunt down all these different people? So there were two victims. One was a 39-year-old woman, Sharon Kay, her name was. Then there was a 28-year-old, Michael David Frum. Then there was Doug Brady, who had a towing company, had a local towing company. And he was one of the victims in the what they're calling the Westover shootings in West Virginia. Just, you know, what is it? What is going on out there that, yes, there's shootings, there's people with violent tempers, there's people that aren't right. Not that that's something new under the sun, and not that that hasn't always been around. But so brutal and so cockeyed in the approach of some of the things that recently have happened. And once again, when you check back in the court records, there was a domestic violence case against this guy last month. And it also showed that there were no protective orders in place for the person who had filed them, who had that domestic violence case, right? So all the schools were on lockdown because who knew what was happening? People started showing up dead, dropping, being shot, and then running around trying to figure out what happened. How did that happen? West Virginia University, which is a giant campus in Morgantown, they were worried there, and they said there was no threat to the campus, so they decided that classes were okay, but they urged caution. And I guess this guy Hunt owned the towing and repair company, so there's something connected to that. And what do the neighbors say? The neighbors say that this is a guy, he's busy and usually busy in the morning, and it wasn't busy at the towing company, so that seemed kind of odd, but the lights were on, and, you know, but he is a nice, another neighbor, he's a nice guy, and he would stop by and wave and say hello, and blah, blah, blah. It's just the same kind of a saga we hear a lot when something like this happens that's unexplained, and it was, these shootings. And then the gunman taking the chicken way out, shooting himself. So the why, the deeper why question just hangs in the air. And there's no answer for that. So then you do the degrees of separation, how many people are affected, kids, relatives, how many people in these family trees are done in by this violence right after Thanksgiving. And it's an awful, awful thing. I'm going to swing into the EPA scandal because I think this is really big. So this is just to get you going, right? There's 8 people on the Environmental Protection Agency's staff, and granted they have a giant a giant staff, who apparently had about 10 years of paid administrative leave between 2011 and 2014. And they did it because they were involved in cases that were supposedly serious misconduct cases. So they got time off. Oh, you can have time off as this whole thing weaves its way back and forth until we figure out what's going to happen. So what does that come to? Well, that's over $1 million. $1 million. And there was a memo that was sent from the EPA's acting assistant administrator to the inspector general. And then that draft trickled out to the media, and that's how this all, you know, was revealed, that there were at least three employees that have now left the EPA. So they left. And all of the eight were subjected to a disciplinary process. And you know what that means? It means it takes them so long to go through the rigmarole of whatever that process is that they're on paid administrative leave. And then they get absences that are okay. 3 years in one case? How do you get away with that? So, alleged misconduct, but 3 years in one case. I mean, I don't get it. Who are the people who are in charge, the immediate supervisors? You know, what is, how do you get that? How do you push that onto the backs of the taxpayers? Are any of us getting that? No, we're not getting that. And the EPA got pretty defensive about it because, of course, they don't want that released, and then their backs are against the wall and they got to answer questions. They just released a statement saying they carefully exercised discretion in placing what they called certain employees on a paid form of absence in cases of alleged serious misconduct, and said that the agency has to work to address the cases in a way that's consistent with the law. But, and I get that, of course. But 3 years to process that? That seems like a extra helping or two. You know, just push back from that table. There's got to be some giddy up in the process that it doesn't take that long. So huge amounts of paid time for a handful of EPA employees. Now, there's other people that will say, well, there's just so many employees, so really that's not that much. Really, it is that much when you tell me $1 million just poof is out the window when it's taken so long to process all of these cases. It's stonewalling, I guess. That's what it seems to be, stonewalling to me. Oh, doesn't that make you kind of a little hot under the collar? Boy, they'll chase you down for a dollar, won't they, the IRS? But here in the EPA, yeah, we got to do these things correctly, so you might be off for 3 years. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Time for our Christmas grab bag, meaning odds and ends. We just put a bow on it here at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season so far, whatever it is that you're getting a chance to do. If you just came off of a weekend with relatives and it was awesome, but you were glad to get back to your real life because there was a few little dramatic things that happened. We're going to throw you right in the middle of the drama, and that still has to do with Ferguson. The White House with a big summit today, inviting a lot of different people to speak their mind and talk about what should happen here in this country and is not happening, that Ferguson is really just a symptom of the things that have made us very, very sick in this country when it comes to race relations. If you listen to Al Sharpton anyway, that's what you would think. The president thought that the camera idea was good for every cop, ordering cameras for every single cop. If everybody's got a camera, the camera's on, then it's reality television, and any kind of encounter is taped. So he's proposing new funding to help improve relationships between police departments and minority communities, saying that there is this simmering distrust, that it's distrust on both ends, and that this the two groups are that way in other cities, that it extends well beyond Ferguson. And I would agree in some areas that's the case, and in some others that's exaggerated, and that's not really the case. It's the good guys, the bad guys, the drug addict scumbags who are trashed on meth and will do anything to get the money and the jewelry and whatever else they need in robberies, etc., to lead them to the greenbacks, to lead them to the meth. Meth is a huge problem, and it's led to some really violent crimes that have happened. And then what happens in the standoff between police and the, you know, the drug addicts often, and some of that is, I think, misinterpreted or misconstrued, or maybe a better word for it is pushed out of proportion, but not always. Sometimes there is that case. So the White House has asked for $263 million in funding for these cameras because, as I said, you have police departments that are racked with less officers on the job because they can't afford it. So how are they going to come up with money for cameras? So at least $263 million. I think you could probably double that number. And, of course, you're going to have congressional approval. So it would be $75 million over 3 years to match state funding for the cameras by 50%. So that would pay for 50,000 cameras. So here's the question. One, do you think this is a great solution to the problem? And do you think that's what it's going to cost? I think it's going to cost a lot more than that. But I guess to get it on the board, you have to under-exaggerate the amount. So the president had these meetings with civil rights leaders. That's why Al Sharpton was there, his cabinet, law enforcement types, to discuss reforms to ease this growing mistrust toward the cops, especially in communities that are heavily black in population and Latino, etc. But mostly that's what they're focusing on, right? So is it a national problem? Is this the part of the answer in solving the problem? Better equipment? How about better oversight? You know, what is it? And the president said he would work to make sure that the United States is not building a militarized culture in its police forces. And there's the other question. Do we have that kind of culture growing? There's going to be a new task force that's going to be led by the Philly Police Commissioner, Charles Ramsey, and the former Office of Justice Programs AG, Lori Robinson, to get these recommendations packaged. 21st century policing is what they're calling it. And so then you say, well, is this, again, is this something new? Is this something we didn't realize was happening? Is this happening in all communities? So what's the follow-through? Let's see what the follow-through is with this. Let's see what the investment will be in our police forces on the national level and how the state will be expected to step up. Hey, I agree with the camera thing, of course. Use any available technology that works to the advantage of everyone all the way around, because not for nothing, plenty of times when there's a bad cop, boom, they forget. It's like social media, and somebody else has it on tape. So you could flip this around any way you want. Here's what I love. While all of this is happening, and you have Louis Farrakhan predicting that this country is going to be torn apart because of everything that's happened, you have protesters gunking up traffic again in D.C. peacefully, but stopping the traffic, you know, through a screeching halt. And you have, in the middle of that, Charles Barkley, who is, talk about a guy who is plain speak, baby. And that's Charles Barkley, because he doesn't care what anyone thinks. Remember, at one point, there was conversation about him running for governor of Alabama, and he's talked about politics in the past. The question would be, is he electable? Because he's politically not correct. He's not politically correct. And he was on a Philadelphia radio station last week, and he talked about the grand jury, and he said, and he got some flack for this. He said the grand jury was right when they decided not to charge Darren Wilson for fatally shooting Michael Brown. He said, listen, looters are scumbags. There is no excuse for people to be out there burning down people's businesses, burning down police cars. And he said, I can't believe anything I hear on television anymore, and that's why I don't like talking about race issues with the media, because they love it and lead people to jump to conclusions. They shouldn't do that. And he said they never do that when black people kill each other. So why are they doing that now? And he said, you know, you have to be really careful with the cops, because if it wasn't for the cops, we'd be living in the wild, wild west in our neighborhoods. We can't pick out certain incidents that don't go our way and act like the cops are all bad. And I say bravo to that statement because and he took some heat for it. And I understand exactly what he means by that. And he means what he's saying. That, I mean, no kidding. Who wants that job? I mean, there's the question. And since I have family members in that position, and they love it, they wanted to do it, the two, which is a uncle by marriage and a brother-in-law, they wanted to do it forever and a day. And actually, my sister-in-law was not thrilled about my brother-in-law initially doing it because of the way people will often turn guns around on cops and will do things to cops. And, you know, granted, there are, not to go off on a tangent, there are dirty cops. There are bad cops. When you have that many in law enforcement, you know, you're going to get some bad guys, just like in any group of people, especially the bigger the groups grow in numbers. So naturally, you're going to get that. But bravo for Barkley for speaking his mind. And it's like he's saying, do you know how bad some of the neighborhoods would be if it weren't for the cops? I mean, what if you didn't have enough cops where they said, you know, why do I want to be treated this way? It's like teachers. There are teachers that really wanted to help in some inner city spots but won't do it because they fear for their life. They get a lot of flack. There's so much they can't do. They feel like they are, you know, their hands are tied behind their backs. And sometimes we lose good teachers, not just in the inner city, by the way, but because of some amazingly ridiculous red tape often. In some great suburbs, too. But this isn't about teachers. This is about police officers and not wanting to, you know, not wanting to go into some of these ragtag areas because of what happens to them. And he's right. This is a great way, often, as he's saying, to race bait and what gets solved in that. So if something comes out of that summit, and if there is a way to fund those cameras and Congress approves it, which there would be a good chance that could be a bipartisan issue, then great. Great. Because wouldn't it be the best scenario all the way around to have cameras in all the police cars, to have the body cameras, so that every single officer would be protected by that, then see clearly what happened, or at least you have a better shot at seeing what happened instead of witnesses that have different accounts and stories that don't add up, and then sometimes they do, and so, you know, you bicker back and forth, and I think it would save a lot of time, too. You'd probably get confessions once you've mentioned, you show the tape, you've got the tape, and then that's it. And it's probably save on some of the court costs, because if you have it there and you've got the video and it's evidence, well, there's can't really wiggle out of it if it's right there, right? You can't. Oh, me, oh, my. We need some levity around here. Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents, too, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Cyber Monday, what was hot? We'll talk about it next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Your turn is to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, it's trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
All right, what do you think? Will the cameras solve the crisis in some of these police departments and vice versa with tougher communities? Is this the right way to go? I think most people would say, sure, if you get the cameras, that would be great. But is there still this overwhelming problem that's not going to go away because of the lack of respect for police officers? And then plus the fact that cops are just waiting to get clobbered in all kinds of directions. And I think it's fair to have the conversation of what happens if you have people that don't want to go into the business of policing. You know, I remember seeing that movie with, I can't think of the name of the movie, I, Robot, that movie. I remember seeing that movie and thinking, I used to kind of scoff at the idea of the machines, man and the machines, but, you know, hey, we're not too far away from that. I mean, look, we already have the drones. The drones issuing tickets. Can you imagine? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And we're going to get to some of the deals that I saw on Cyber Monday that some of you might have jumped on, because I went on a whole tear about this on our last show. Don't you love it when it becomes like a holiday? Cyber Monday. Who came up with that? Black Friday. And that's all just about spending money and getting presents. And that's what that's about. So how about Republican congressional aide Elizabeth Lawton? You know her name? You do now. She resigned on Monday morning because of some of the comments she made about President Obama's teenage daughters. Lawton is the communications director, or was, for Congressman Stephen Fincher from Tennessee, and had posted on Facebook about their casual looks during last week's White House turkey pardon. She wrote that Sasha, 13 years old, and Malia should try showing a little class. Ooh. And said on the Facebook post, rise to the occasion, dress like you deserve respect, not a spot at the bar, and certainly don't make faces during televised public events. She certainly wasn't the first person to talk about what they look like, that they look like they were bored, and how they appeared during this turkey pardon. But she caught a lot of criticism after she didn't direct her apology to Sasha and Malia. And she revamped, I guess, the apology. And she wrote that she wanted to apologize to the teenagers and the entire Obama family. And here's what she said. See, this is social media. This is social media getting a lot of people into trouble. There is a theme running here for this hour. The Supreme Court and the arguments that they heard, threatening statements by an ex-husband toward a wife. Then you have the guy in West Virginia who kills four people and makes rambling crazy statements about women and smashing your heart and all this stuff. So we know there's a weird thing going on there. Then we find out there's domestic violence background with him. And, you know, there you go. And here we go. She wrote, when I first posted on Facebook, I reacted to an article and I quickly judged two young ladies in a way that I would never have wanted to be judged myself as a teenager. She said, after many hours of prayer, talking to my parents and rereading my words online, I can more clearly see just how hurtful my words were. I'm telling you, this is like an episode of Alpha House. There's a great series on Amazon, and it's about a group of congressmen living together in a house, and most of them are Republicans, but not all. And you know what goes on, you know, the crazy things that go on the Hill and fundraising, and it's so, I mean, it's probably easy. It could be ripped from the headlines, the things that happen. So in the case of this aide, there was too much pressure. She had to resign. But whatever possessed her to think, well, you know what, this will be a good thing for me to post. Rise to the occasion, dress like you deserve respect, not a spot at the bar. The daughters are 13 and 16. She clearly didn't realize what she was writing on this, and now she's gone. So now she loses that job because of that. Social media is not invisible. People have to learn that. It's not an invisible thing. So Black Friday's done. Down 7% is what we think. That's our best guess, based on what the retailers are saying. Now it's Cyber Monday, and that's gone as well. Best Buy, Walmart had theirs a little bit earlier. And then everybody else whipped open their cyber doors for people to partake. Would you be shocked to know that technology ruled the day when it comes to things like the iPhone 6, back orders off the wall, can't get enough of iPhone 6, would probably be in the top two. Then you had laptops, HDTVs, digital cameras, wireless Bluetooth speakers, big. I mean, now people just walk around with a speaker in their pocket, or they carry one. I have a couple of them. Actually, in my house, I have three. One's called a Curve that my pal Karen gave me, and it's just little, and it's the sound on it's awesome. It's like walking around. It's like walking around with speakers, but it's tiny. It fits in your hand. The games, Xbox One games, home theaters, PS4 games, all of that. Because there was 40, 30, 20% off a lot of this stuff. Headphones. Headphones are big. Flash memory. All of that. Things for the car. Hot, hot, hot. They were the biggest things, electronics, on Cyber Monday. And then after that, clothes, those kinds of gifts. Because you could slash a lot off of clothes. Or other wares, like dishware, or getting a bigger appliance, like from Home Depot, and ordering it online, getting it done that way, instead of just going into the store, because you get X off by doing that. I mean, it's pretty easy to do a Cyber Monday deal. Just knock a little bit off of it and slap it up there. And if they can make that happen, they made it happen. When you see stuff like 90% off, yeah, that's going to make you look, right? 90% off. I saw that somewhere. And on the 90% off deals, you know, we were talking about maybe it was the end of their inventory or some such thing, but what's the profit margin for that? So this also tells you something, and this is a mental trick too, that we overpay for stuff. Because, of course, when it's just a couple of dollars to make and they slash that much from it, I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a store called No More Rack, and a lot of people would order deals off of that. And they had all kinds of different things. Boots, for example. So the boots that would normally cost you $50, $60, now suddenly, you know, they're $29. So how do they make the profits up? And the answer is the markup on the things are incredible. Incredible. A lot of people get engaged over the holidays, and you'll walk by, if you run through the mall, and you see those stores that sell the Zales diamonds, or you see Zales, or you see, you know, other jewelry stores, local jewelry stores, and there's always a couple of people crowded along that are looking at diamonds, and you can tell they're either a young couple, older couple, whatever. And there's 1,000% markup on diamonds. I mean, it's good to be the jeweler, isn't it? So when they have a deal, what kind of deal are you getting? You're paying less, I suppose, but you're paying less for an item where they were already bagging you anyway. They already hoodwinked you into thinking, wow, this is incredible. How much am I getting off of this? Yeah, what's the markup? It's like cars. You know, when you go and you see a car and you didn't look at the Blue Book value and you didn't do your research and get at that consumer reports, but then you start to do the research and you're stunned at how much more you're paying. And what the profit is for the dealers can be astronomical. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
36-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.